only is faith a bona fide power, yet is the greatest one you will ever encounter. Ever encounter. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that whatever you accomplish in your lifetime will be in direct proportion to the intensity and persistence of your faith. Intensity, what do we mean by that? Well, remember we said one of the intellectual factors was the will. The will gives us the ability to concentrate on an idea. And when we concentrate on the idea, we're just taking that power and turning it right over. We're giving more energy to the idea. What did Emerson say? The only thing that can grow is the thing you give energy to. It's been told to us 10,000 ways. I think what we want to do is wake up. May I borrow your program, please? No, the tapes. You have a set of these tapes. You need a new tape. Some of you will be wondering how to get these out, and you're digging with your fingernails, and the ladies are getting upset because they're breaking their fingernails. You just have to press on the side, and they pop out. And then it tells you underneath how to get them out. Andy Rooney would probably get about an hour and a half out of that. Now, you've got a relaxation and visualization tape. I want to suggest that you put this to good use. On page 30, we're suggesting that you take this new understanding that you're developing, you take the description of the new you that you wrote up on page 26, that new description should include no negatives. It should be in the present tense. It should not say, I am going to become. It should say, I am. I am so happy that I am. And describe everything that you want to be. It's got to be. This is vitally important in present tense. This part of your personality knows nothing about past or future. There's only now. You ask yourself, where am I? What time is it? You'll always get the same answer to those two questions. I'm here, it's now. So this is written in present tense. It includes no negatives. Everything is positive. You write it out. When you write it out, you have built brain cells. I'm going to ask the gentleman sitting there that I had up here yesterday, Nino. Nino, do you want to stand up for just a second? Nino, you looked at an object yesterday. And when you looked at that object, you had no cells of recognition for it in your brain. Now, Nino, I am just going to mention the object. It was a metal toothpick. Yesterday, you didn't even know what it is. Today, when I say, you can see it in here. Is that correct?
Definitely.
Thanks, Nino. Now, do you know what Nino is saying? I built brain cells yesterday. Well, do you know, as you write out this description of you, you're literally building brain cells. You're building new brain cells. Those new brain cells hold an image of the new you. Now, this is how the change is made. You use this and you let yourself totally relax. Don't try and relax. Let yourself relax. Trying is forcing, and you must let on the mind. You let yourself get emotionally involved in this image. And you know that every time you do, in a very relaxed state, wham, you just trigger those brain cells. You just think of the new you, and that picture comes up. And you know every time you do that, you're giving more and more energy to those brain cells. They become stronger and stronger. And in a relatively short period of time, those ideas will be fixed in your mind, and that's the way you'll live. When Cary Grant passed away, I read a page, an obituary on Cary Grant. There was an entire page of one-liners. The last one was by Cary Grant himself. He said, I acted like Cary Grant for so long, I became him. I acted like Cary Grant for so long, I became him. You can say, I've acted like this person on page 26 for so long, I became that person.